A surge of horses gallops across a black background. Their feet kick up dust that clears to reveal a gold symbol. LD Entertainment. A red and blue neon sign flickers on against the black background. Cursive script inside a circle reads, American High. The light blinks off. Yellow letters appear on a black background. Hulu presents a Hulu and LD Entertainment production in association with MXN Entertainment. An American High film. On a classroom wall, a mural hangs of a man in a white toga, his hand outstretched toward a female statue, both of them shrouded in a yellow glow. A wall clock reads 9:07. A brown-haired teenage boy surveys the painting, then shifts his gaze over to another one showing three Greek warriors fighting on a purple backdrop. Several more paintings depict Greek gods and citizens. A huge mural of a man's face in blue, his flowing beard made of churning water, stretches across the wall. The boy focuses on its features. He closes his eyes and tilts his head down.
Monroe? Monroe!
Everyone turns to look at the boy. A police officer leads Monroe down the hallway by the arm. A scowling older man in a suit follows.
I know this seems bad, but it's not entirely my fault.
Yellow text appears, 6 years earlier. A hand drags open a freezer compartment full of meat and pulls out a bottle of clear liquor. It is sloppily poured into two glasses, then refilled in the sink and tossed back into the freezer drawer.
It's his.
Yo!
Zeke was my sister's boyfriend. I don't know if they called themselves that. I mean, for all I know, he had other girlfriends in other houses who babysat their little brothers. But what was I gonna do? Kate was a big girl, and I was not a big guy.
They walk through a fair.
But Zeke never made me feel small. You know, he didn't talk to me like my parents or teachers did. He took me on roller coasters, he took me to R-rated movies, he let me taste beer. He showed me a picture of a naked girl on his phone. Adult stuff. He was the man. And he made me feel like the man.
The trio ride a roller coaster. Later, the three stroll out of a movie theater.
I could be an actor.
No, you're too ugly.
Yeah, but like in a hot way, like Steve Buscemi.
Oh, okay, like Steve Buscemi.
What, you don't think I could be an actor?
No, I didn't say that.
All right, fine. Try me. Moa, tell me my dog died. Go ahead.
What?
Tell me my dog died.
Your dog died?
No, like break the news to me, like it's real.
Zeke, I'm really sorry to tell you this.
What?
Your dog is dead.
Stop fucking lying, man. There's no way he's dead. Are you sure? Are you sure?
Zeke paces, and his eyes well up.
This is insane. I was just with him yesterday. He looks so healthy. God, what the fuck?
Jesus, Zeke!
How about that?
Do me.
All right. Here we go. All right. Mo? Monroe? Your dog was hit by a car last night.
What?
It was killed.
No.
I was driving the car. I was shit-faced. It was against my better judgment.
All right, judgment. Okay. He's dead.
Don't you start crying on me, bro. Don't you start crying, because then I'm going to start crying.
What the F?
Huh? It was fun. All right, you go.
On another night.
Yo. Well, I didn't do... I'm sorry. I'm sorry?
Why did you fuck her to begin with?
I didn't fuck her.
You didn't fuck her.
I absolutely did not. I just liked her photo.
You're gonna fucking lie. You're gonna cheat on me.
She used to be fat, and she lost a bunch of weight, and it's summer, and she looks good. So I liked the photo, and I said, damn.
I can't do it anymore.
I'm sorry.
I'm done. I can't do it anymore.
I'm sorry. Come on. Come back. Please. Fuck.
Zeke turns to leave.
Where are you going?
Mo stands in the doorway.
You should go back inside.
Can I come with you?
No, I don't think she would like that very much.
Please?
She broke up with me, dude. It's not, you know. Sorry.
Does this mean we can't be friends anymore?
Don't you have friends your own age? I mean...
But you're way cooler.
This is true. All right, hop in. We can hang for like an hour.
Mo trots over and goes to open the back seat of the car.
What are you doing? Get in the front.
Oh, I'm not allowed to sit in the front because of the airbag.
Don't be weird.
In a fast food drive-thru.
Hey, Hey, Zeke. The drive-thru lady knows your name?
Hell yeah, little homie.
Sick.
Zeke jokes and captivates a group of teens gathered around him in a parking lot late at night. Pete Davidson. Mo sits on the hood of his car and laughs, eating fries. Griffin Gluck. Colson Baker. Thomas Barbuska. Their outfits change. Mo tosses a baseball to Zeke, who catches it and throws it back. The young boy gazes at his friend with a wide smile. The rest of the teens laugh and drink. And John Cryer. The party continues as Mo is now a teenager. He sits on the hood of a car, his gaze fixed on Zeke. Zeke's hair has changed from brown to bleach blonde, his arms now covered with tattoos. He wears a green baseball cap backward and smokes a joint as Mo drinks a beer. And down beers in the parking lot. Written and directed by Jason Orley.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Mo heaves himself off the hood of the car. A title appears, Big Time Adolescence. The next morning, a woman walks her dog down a rich suburban street. Mo sits in a low-lit room and stares at his laptop. He glances out the window to see Zeke.
Tonight?
I didn't know.
Wait, what time is it?
Okay, I'll see you guys later.
Where are you two going?
And why does he have to honk like that?
We're just gonna go get some dinner and then watch the baseball game.
Were you even gonna ask?
Please?
Why doesn't he come in to eat?
Seriously, does he think we're hard of hearing?
Wait. You know what? I already made dinner, and I don't want it to go to waste, so.
She puts food into a container for him.
Take that. Fork.
Got it. Thanks. Love you all.
Hey, I thought we were going to watch the game together.
We never said that. So can I? Okay, cool. Thanks. Bye.
His dad shakes his head.
It's amazing how, you know, you meet some kid, some, 16-year-old punk, and you have no idea at the time that he's going to be parked in front of your house every day for the rest of your goddamn life.
Zeke eats the food.
You got to jerk off before you go fuck a girl. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't, you'll come really fast and she'll laugh at you, okay? I jerked off before I picked you up. Always, man. So I'll always be prepared. I don't know where the fuck we're going tonight.
I made a decision.
Okay.
I'm going to be a talk show host.
No way, like Jimmy Kimmel or something?
Yeah.
Yo, that's sick. You should do that.
Yeah.
You should start a podcast.
Totally, but like I should do that like talk show hosting, right?
Yeah, definitely.
You could be like one of my guests.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, they all have like weird sidekicks, like Andy Richter or like that Guillermo guy.
Mo pays a bouncer at a bar.
Thanks, man.
You're my Guillermo.
Inside the bar is dark and crowded. They stroll past a pool table to greet a lanky blonde guy arguing with a mustache man.
Great. A pyramid in Antarctica is weird.
That's some shit.
Explain that shit.
From Alien vs. Predator, dude. It's not real.
Listen to a Joe Rogan podcast, buddy. There's shit going on.
She called you sir?
That's the new wave, sir.
Zeke discreetly slides his beer over for Mo, who drinks it with a straw.
I thought I should have got a
look at this.
But I got a tab open, so if you guys want another...
Hey! Hey, I'm sorry about our friend. We found him in a dumpster. He's a rescue. Sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, don't worry. He got all the shots, though, so he won't bite. He's chill.
Well, what about your puppy?
Humo?
Yeah, I mean, he looks a little young to be in here.
You look a little old to be in here. Mo actually just got back from the Army.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was there for 16 years.
Yeah. Let's not talk about it, yeah.
Anyway, he hasn't been laid in 16 years. How crazy is
Wait.
That?
Wait. To Mo.
To Mo.
Welcome back, brother.
Yeah, man.
Hoorah, right?
Hoorah.
Hey, may we all make it to heaven before the devil knows we're dead, baby!
Yeah.
What is this?
What does that mean?
The group gawks at Zeke's friend.
Like, we're sinners and bad motherfuckers, and he's coming to suck us back. He wants us.
Isn't that like a blood, sweat, and tears song?
Who wants us? What did he do? What did we do?
Satan, motherfucker, wants us.
Half-filled glasses of beer, coins, and a slab of cardboard painted with numbers for a drinking game sit on a coffee table. Quarters are flipping into the glasses.
In your fucking mouth. In your fucking mouth. That's a home run. Hey, yo, Nick. I got a home run.
What the fuck?
Yup, I got a home run. Fuck yeah.
No.
Okay, who's gonna drink it?
This motherfucker.
He points to Mo.
What? Whoa, hold on, what's in that?
Whiskey, beer, orange juice, cough syrup, and Zanny bar.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I feel like he's gonna die if he drinks this shit. I'll just do it.
What? No.
Oh, hey.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Yeah, let the kid do it. Come on.
I can at least try, bro.
Yeah. All
right.
I can do this, probably.
Oh, yo, I gotta put my song on. Hold on.
Zeke stumbles over to his MP3 player. Mo contemplates the drink.
Damn. What are you putting that thing through college, man? Let's go, drink up. Come on.
Mo flips off the lanky guy, Nick, and chugs the concoction.
Oh, damn. Oh. Oh, shit.
Oh. Oh, that's my dude.
How you feel?
Strong.
Strong. All right. You like strong, man? Hit me.
Okay, yeah, for real?
Yeah, hit me as hard as you can.
Okay.
Hey, yo, if he pukes on any of this shit, I'm gonna be so fucking furious, I swear to God.
Yo, fuck!
Mo slaps Nick. He feints a punch at Mo.
Pussy.
A young woman steps in.
Oh, hey, babe.
Hey.
What up there?
Zeke picks her up.
What are you guys doing?
Oh, Mo just drank a home run.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Is he okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be fine. Hey, homie.
Mo falls to the floor.
He's great.
In a school bathroom.
Oh, fuck, well,
you okay, man? Oh, huh? Yeah, I'm fantastic. Who is it?
It's Stacy. What up?
Hey, Stacy.
Oh, yeah, I'm just like a little hungover, dude.
But it's Thursday.
Oh.
Dope.
Stacy zips his pants and steps away from a urinal.
I'm dying.
He goes to the mirror, pushes back his floppy hair, then smiles at himself. In class, Mo gazes at a female classmate with wavy brown hair talking to another girl. Stacy sits down abruptly and blocks his view.
That's fucking insane. You're an animal.
What?
You literally spent the entire first period in the bathroom. Nobody said shit.
Well, yeah. Well, if they don't notice you when you're here, they're not going to notice when you're not.
What?
Nothing.
Listen, if I can get you cash, can you get us alcohol for Paul's Rager?
Paul's Rager?
Dude, Paul Finland's throwing a fucking pimps and hoes party at his house on Saturday.
Paul the senior? How'd you get invited to that?
Dude, they love me. I told him I can get him alcohol. Can you get me alcohol?
No, I'm not gonna get you alcohol so you can go drink with some seniors, no.
Oh my God, you could come with. Have you ever even been to one of Paul's parties?
No, have you?
No.
Mo shakes his head.
Look, did they even say I could come?
Don't worry, I'm a fucking god to these people. I can bring whoever I want. I'll get you cash.
Okay, look, I'll see what I can do, but I don't really...
Yes, it's so fucking on.
Zeke stands in a pristine kitchen wearing a sweater vest over a blue polo and a name tag. He scrolls through Kate's Instagram.
Excuse me, sir.
He stays focused.
Excuse me, sir.
Huh? What's up?
The kitchen is a display at a store.
Which microwave would you recommend?
Well, it depends what you use it for.
It's for my grandson's dorm room.
Well, who's your grandson?
He buries his face in his phone.
Oh, I'm sorry, I gotta go. The black one's cool.
Well, what about the stain?
Zeke exits out the back.
Oh, shit!
Yeah, guess who's licensed?
Sick.
He enters a car next to the driver, Mo.
All right,
yeah.
Jesus Christ. It's so fucking hot, bro. What's up?
Not much,
this
dude.
This is tight, bro.
Yeah, thank you. It's my sister's old one.
Oh, I know. I've been in here a couple times.
It's crazy. Look, check it out. Check my license out. It's like I'm a real person now.
Monroe Leslie Harris.
Yep.
I didn't know they gave licenses to people who can't reach the pedals.
Mo shrugs.
I gotta say, though, it's gonna be nice having a chauffeur.
Whoa. No. I'm not driving you around. I'm not your chauffeur.
The hell you are.
No.
I've been driving you around since you were like 9. You owe me, bro. And I have an hour left for lunch. Let's fucking go.
Fine. Play with this while I drive.
Mo hands him a wad of cash. In a record store, Zeke counts the money.
He said we can keep the change?
He didn't really say, so, I mean, I guess so.
All right. You know I invented that pimps and hoes party, right?
You've mentioned it a few times, yeah.
Well, when people talk about it, like that I created it?
Not really. But I know.
Zeke frowns and flips through records.
Hey, when were you gonna tell me that your sister moved in with a new hot-ass boyfriend?
How'd you find out?
Does it matter?
I don't know. You guys broke up so long ago, I didn't think you'd care.
I don't care. I like to be informed. Don't you like to be informed? It's nice to be informed.
Zeke pulls a Rimacasa EP.
Oh, this looks sick. Let's get this.
It reads Too Tough. He pulls some of the cash Mo gave him from his pocket.
Yo, what are you doing?
Don't worry, we're not going to need all of it. Relax.
At Zeke's house, he puts the record on. Mo and Zeke exchange a look, then slowly start bopping to the rhythm. Zeke lights a joint and dances in earnest, grinning while he smokes. Mo gets up and joins after Zeke mimes catching him with a fishing pole. Mo nods along to the song through his headphones as he struts down the halls. On a baseball field, Mo strikes out, then throws his bat to the ground. In the locker room.
Okay, so my mom has this really dope fur coat, and I feel like it'd be a really good idea if I wore it. It looks like...
Yo, are you guys talking about Paul's Pimps and Hoes party?
Huh? What? No. Just a senior thing. Super low key.
Yeah, I mean, Stacy invited me, so.
Who's Stacy?
You know, he's got big chap lips, kind of looks like he's confused all the time, wears really douchey clothes.
Fire crotch.
Yeah, he said if I brought alcohol, I could come. So I'll see you guys there.
He throws his bag over his shoulder with a confident glance at the two boys and leaves.
Stacy's going rogue.
One of them strikes the other's crotch.
Why do you want to quit the baseball team? You're so good.
I used to be so good when I was 11 and you were the pitcher, but... This is high school varsity, and these kids are massive.
Did you even ask if it's all right to stop playing? It's not too late in the year.
No, we're not having this discussion. No, you are not a quitter. And what are you going to do after school? You know, just sit around at Zeke's doing God knows what? No, and you're not too small. I mean, look at Jose Altuve. You know, you just need to practice more. Hey, you want to go work on your swing? We can do it right now. We can do it right now.
That is such a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, well, I was supposed to go to Zeke's tonight, so...
His parents stare blankly. His mother slumps back in her chair.
But he's going to be helping me with my homework. What? Why are you laughing?
You don't actually think we believe that, do you, Mo?
Yeah, I mean, I can help you with your homework. I do have 2 degrees, which is 2 more than Zeke.
Yeah, but Zeke's had most of these classes before. So?
Mo stands behind his chair and gives them a look.
All right, be back by 10.
And be careful in that car.
Well,
all it takes is 10 seconds of stupid to ruin your whole life.
What are you talking about, bro? Your parents love me.
No, you know how my dad gets? He just freaks out about stuff.
Zeke fills vodka bottles.
Oh, hey, don't put too much water in that. They're going to notice if they're drinking, like, straight Evian.
Yeah, but it don't matter. Nobody's going to say anything. Nobody wants to be the dude who don't feel it.
So you've never seen this game before?
This is awful tragedy.
Come on, time's about to run out.
I'm trying!
Nick takes a game controller from Zeke's girlfriend.
Yes, I am.
I'm going to speak to you.
She storms off.
Yo, let her learn.
How, you believe this shit?
Watch me work. Come on.
He says his parents don't like me.
That's absolutely ridiculous. My parents wouldn't want their teenage son hanging out here.
What? I don't ask him to hang out. He just comes over.
Uh-huh.
Fuck you. I'll leave right now.
Don't, please.
Mo glances over at Holly in the next room, ogling her as she bends over. Zeke notices.
Dude.
What?
Stop being creepy and staring.
Dude, I wasn't staring, dude. What are you talking about?
It's not a piece of meat.
He hands Holly a joint.
Oh my gosh, will you leave him alone?
She passes it to Mo.
Here.
Okay.
Oh, he don't smoke.
What? Why? Well, do your friends smoke?
Mo points to Zeke.
Hello?
No, your high school friends.
I mean, I don't really have any. I mean, I like hanging out with these guys more.
Nah, it was actually a good gig, bro, because you didn't actually work for the zoo. We worked for, like, an independent thing. So it was like I was actually a professional photographer.
You're missing out on some of the best memories you'll ever have.
No, you're not.
Yes, he is. Zeke still wishes he was back in high school.
That's not true at all.
It's okay. I do, too. I'll admit it.
Well, that's because you guys were, like, legends.
That's true.
Right. Yo, I got an idea. You know what you should do? You should sell my pot at your party. We'll make mad money.
What? No, I don't. No.
Why not? You just show up with a bunch of drugs. You'll be the drug guy at the party.
No, I'm good. No, thank you.
What? Back me up.
I'm not touching this.
Hold on.
No, dude, I seriously hate him sometimes.
No, you don't. You love him. You guys are like an old married couple. It's cute.
Yeah, well, he only treats me like this to impress you.
She smiles.
Alrighty then.
Zeke sets two pill bottles down.
So I got these for like 30 a pop. So I say you sell them for like 100 and then we'll split it down the middle.
What, you think I'm just going to walk into a party and everyone's going to want to buy pot for me?
Holly and Zeke both raise their eyebrows at him.
Call me crazy.
Mo enters into a lavish beige and gray foyer with a wrought iron chandelier overhead. He wears a blue bathrobe and carries a duffel bag. An older man holding a book sits on a couch in the next room and stares at Mo.
Am I
downstairs?
The man goes back to reading. Mo continues forward through an open white door and down a set of stairs.
Yo, dude, where the fuck you been?
Stacy grabs the bag.
I got lost. I don't know. Who's
ready to party?
He brandishes the bag to a basement of teens dressed in short dresses, furs, and gold chains. They ignore him and continue to talk. Mo adjusts his robe and Stacy, in a wide brim hat and dark sunglasses, unpacks the booze.
Isn't this the best?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is cool.
Bro.
We made it. Yeah, okay.
See that girl over there?
She's so fucking hot. You mean your sister?
Oh, fuck.
What the fuck are you doing here?
Hey, Lisa.
Well, Josh said if I bring alcohol, I can come.
Where did you get... Do Mom and Dad know you're here?
Please don't be a bitch.
Is that my hat?
Okay, you never wear this. This has been in your closet for like 3 months.
Text Mom.
She's bluffing.
We good. Hey, look, so Stace, I brought some...
What?
I mean, if you're not interested...
What? I can't hear you.
I brought marijuana.
He gulps hard and takes one of the pill bottles from his pocket in the bathroom.
Mo, you're my goddamn hero. Do you understand?
How much you want for all of these?
I don't know. Maybe like 200? Does that sound
like that's too much? You're a fucking man.
Yeah?
Do you take Venmo?
Sure. Okay.
See? What did I tell you? He's one of us. He's a 10.
I gotta text Danny to get in here. Sweet. Yeah, so if you Venmo me, that's perfect.
You're not gonna hang and smoke with us?
What? No, I'm blazed, bro. I smoked before, so.
He's a legend. Holy shit.
Who's that?
That's my fucking boyfriend.
Mo grins before leaving. Two boys in tracksuits play beer pong.
Yo. Actually.
Okay. Mo notices the girl with the wavy hair talking to a guy with a fedora in the corner.
Sure. Yeah. Shit.
Mo adjusts his robe.
Hey, sorry about him.
What?
Excuse me?
Yeah, I just found him out back in the dumpster. He's a rescue.
Bro, are you fucking serious?
You should rub his belly. He likes that. But it's just because, like, you're a dog. So I was like, thank
you. You little piece of shit.
Chad,
what the
Chad,
fuck,
Chad,
man?
Chad,
you're like, no,
hey,
Chad,
don't fuck with Mo.
Mo's crucial. You're smart.
Come on, smart.
What? But he called me up, man.
Another boy drags the fedora guy away.
I don't think he got your joke.
Yeah, no, I think I fucked up the punchline.
I didn't know you were friends with any of these people.
I'm not really.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, most of my friends are just older.
Like your parents.
Funny. No, well, my best friend, Zeke Rosanti, do you know him? He used to go to our school. He was like a big deal back in the day, but yeah, he sort of like invented these parties.
He invented hanging out in basements?
Yeah, well, I think so. So how'd you get invited? I mean, you're not a senior.
Oh, I don't think those rules apply to girls.
Oh, gotcha.
Who's Ruben?
Oh, Ruben? He's just a pimp that I know. Let me borrow his robe.
Ruben is your dad.
Ruben is my dad. Yeah. You're right.
I think they honestly just got bored of drinking in the same shitty basement every weekend. So they gave each party a theme. I mean, they're not always pimps, but the girls are always hoes.
So what kind of hoe are you supposed to be?
What did you just fucking call me?
Wait, no, I didn't mean it like that. I just meant because, you know,
I'm kidding. I mean, this is the only costume I had, and Hermione was the ultimate pimp.
Zeke's car rocks in an empty lot. Moments later, Kate sits in her bra and points to his chest.
What is that shark?
Oh, I just saw Jaws.
You just saw it?
Yeah, it's great. Have you seen it?
Yes.
So good.
You're so ridiculous.
Look, I know you're all into your new hot boyfriend, but do you have to shove him in my face and, like, the whole internet's face? Like, we get it.
Shoving him down your face, I'm living my life. Also, by the way, you should try it.
What do you think I'm doing?
You're just getting tattoos. I don't know.
Is this your belt?
No, it's not my belt. Fuck, this was a mistake.
What's wrong? What?
Because I'm 23, I'm taking the LSAT in less than a month, and I'm fucking my childhood boyfriend in the parking lot of a Raymourn Flanagan.
Child, well, we are children. What are you talking
about? I'm not, actually. I'm dating an adult man.
Excuse me, I'm dating an adult man. You wanted to do this.
I know I wanted to do this. It's not the point. It's different this time. I don't think we should do it again.
He raises his brow at her.
All right. Sure.
Okay.
Whatever you want.
I'm gonna go.
Okay. All right.
He chews his lower lip and furrows his brow before looking around, confused.
I need you to walk me to my car. It's really dark and sketchy out there.
Sure.
In the daytime, a boy in a blue smock drags a shopping cart to the front of a store.
Pea shoots? What the fuck are pea shoots?
I don't know. Dude, selling to those kids was so much easier than I thought. Like, they just ate it up.
Wow, are you telling me that 17-year-olds wanted drugs? Hey, sir, do you know where the pea shoots are?
No, it was just crazy, because, like, I didn't think they'd want to pay that much.
Dude, kids your age don't know how much drugs cost. It's hilarious, you know? And the rich ones don't care. They just want to get high. Yeah. Dude, where the fuck are the pea shoots?
Dude, just ask someone.
I just did.
I know, but ask someone that works here.
Yo, bro, do you have pea shoots?
Pea shoots? Yeah, like a vegetable?
I don't know, man. My girlfriend just gave me this whole list of shit to get out.
You know where the pea shoots is at?
Nah, man.
Go fucking look for him, man.
Did you just call her your girlfriend?
I did.
No way.
Yeah.
That was fast.
No, it's time for, like, an adult relationship, you know? Like, childhood been over. You know what I'm saying?
Who's your girlfriend? She bad?
I don't think we got any pea shoots, boss.
Yep, Sophie was at the party, too.
Dude, one thing at a time. Right?
She looked hot.
Huh? Who?
I told you about Sophie.
Yeah.
She's hot.
Yeah.
She was at the party.
Sick.
I don't think we got any pea shoots, Bosh.
All right, well, do you have, like, an equivalent, or should I just get regular peas?
But don't ask me. Just get the next thing on the list.
Zeke checks his phone.
Fish sauce?
Fish sauce? What do you mean, like, cocktail sauce? Like, fucking shrimp dip?
Yo, what the fuck is she cooking?
Holly mixes a pan of stir-fry noodles and chicken in one pot, and a broth with green onions in another while swaying to the beat. Mo sits at the kitchen table doing his homework. Holly, Zeke, and Mo eat dinner.
This was great, Holly.
Thanks.
Yeah,
she's like the best cook in the world.
Yeah, even though you didn't get me anything I asked for.
Because everything you asked for was fucking stupid.
He's only saying that to impress you.
It's working.
Yo, Mo likes a girl.
Who?
Her name's Sophie. She goes to my school. You might know her, actually. She was a freshman when you were a senior.
Sophie Miller, Sophie Pierce, Sophie Hoopsker?
No, Sophie Willits.
Sam Willits' little sister?
What the fuck? How do you know everyone in the yearbook?
She scoffs.
Does she like you back?
Honestly, no clue. I mean, she's got this super sarcastic sense of humor, which makes it really hard to tell when she's being serious, but I don't know, I kind of love it.
Aw, oh, dude, she likes you. What's not to like?
You think so?
Look, this is how you get her, right?
Please.
All you have to do is give her tons of attention. Call her a lot, you know? Be like, hey, what's up? It's Mo, you know? How are you? And she'd be like, oh, hi.
Call her, not text her?
Mm-hmm. Pay attention to what she likes, like what drink she likes at Starbucks. That's really cute. If you, like, get her, you know, walk her to school and be like, I got you a frappa. You know? And then, just as you start getting close, that's when you slowly start to back away and you go fucking ghost.
Zeke gives a nod.
Very cool.
Yeah, and then she'll go nuts. She'll be like, what the fuck? I thought Mo liked me. Why isn't he liking my photos? Am I ugly? Did I do something wrong? And that's when you got her. That's when you swoop in like a hawk.
Sex?
Yes.
Oh my God, you guys are gross.
What? Am I wrong?
No, you're right, and your advice will definitely work, but you just use these tricks because you're a dick. Maybe Mo can just be himself and girls will like him because he's such a great guy.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, Mo is way better looking than you. Hot guys don't need to play those kind of games.
She leers at Mo with a grin, and he gawks at her.
Wow. In my own house.
At Mo's house.
What do you mean you already ate?
Well, Zeke's girlfriend actually made me dinner. It was pretty good.
Oh, perfect. Or maybe Zeke's girlfriend can do your laundry and pay for your school and
Sophie watches her laptop in bed. She grabs her phone.
Hello?
Mo paces in his room.
Hello?
Hey, Sophie? It's Mo. Monroe, Harris.
Yeah, what's up?
Nothing much, you?
Did you just call me to say hi?
Yeah, is that... That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, what are you doing?
Just watching the wire.
Nice.
Yep. You know, you're like the first person since eighth grade to call just to say hi.
Oh, yeah? Well, who's the one with no friends now?
I have friends. They just text me like normal people.
Yeah, that makes way more sense.
There are fewer awkward silences.
So what are you doing?
You already asked me that.
Right. Can I call you later?
Maybe you can...
Or I'll text you.
I'm messing with you. You can call me.
You're right. No, yeah, no.
She hangs up and he flashes a cheeky smirk. At school the next day, Mo closes his locker, then turns and nods at a passing group of senior boys. He spots Sophie near a window and she waves at him.
Hey, Sophie.
Hello. My man.
Hey, Stacy, what's up?
How'd you like that party the other night?
It was fun.
Yeah, it's fucking dope, dude. It was like a 10.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we're doing it again. This weekend, Paul's house. Bring the party supplies.
Wait, Paul's parents are letting him do that again?
Paul's parents don't give a fuck about anything. It's very dark. Just bring that sweet, sweet drink and that loud-ass dank, you know what I'm saying?
Dude, that was sort of like a one-time thing. I'm not like okay.
Listen, man. I need this, all right? If I don't get my penis touched once in my life, I'll kill myself.
Well, I thought you said Lauren touched your penis that one time.
That was a lie.
Mo shakes his head.
Okay, yeah, I'll talk to my guy, all right? Hey, Sophie! Sophie!
She pauses. Mo attempts to hop a railing, gives up, then ducks beneath it and runs to join her.
You like coffee?
A ball rolls through a pitching machine. Zeke swings.
Yeah, bro, I can only get like 2 ounces with my medical card. Nick, you get a card?
Yo, man, can I swing?
Hey, honest opinion? The kid's gonna get ripped off. You should go with him to the party.
I ain't going to that party.
Why not?
Seriously, man, can I bet?
I can't go to the party because Mo's a minor. So if Mo gets in trouble, he'll just get in trouble like those kids get in trouble. You know, he'll have to, like, erase a blackboard or go to detention. Me, I'll do hard time. Right. I'm not ready for that. I can't be the face of this operation.
Well, I don't want to be the face of this operation either.
Zeke hands Mo the bat.
Yo, hit.
Oh, come on.
Step up, kid.
What the fuck was that?
That didn't feel good.
Do you listen? Remember what I told you?
No.
You gotta use your height to your advantage. You gotta get low so there's no strike zone. You'll walk every time.
He's in a fucking cage, man. He can't strike out. This feels weird. I never saw you do this.
Because I was good.
Mo lowers on his haunches.
Okay, well, if you were so good, why'd you leave the team?
So it was very political.
On a city street.
Oh, hey, can you take the next right? Take a right up there.
Why? Yeah, right, where are we going?
I just have to stop by my sister's new place and pick up a box that she wants me to store for her.
Huh? Fuck no. What?
What? Why are you freaking out?
I can't just show up to your sister's house unannounced. I look insane.
You're not showing up unannounced. You're with me.
It's fucking weird, dude.
It's not weird.
Does she know I'm coming?
No, but look, I didn't talk to her, okay? My mom did.
This sucks, bro. You suck. Is her stupid-ass boyfriend gonna be there? What are you laughing at?
I don't know. It brings me a lot of joy to see you this flustered. Never seen you like this.
See Claire's at the road.
You're mean.
They pull up in front of a brick apartment building.
All right, I'm gonna wait in the car.
Fine.
I'm not gonna wait in the car like an asshole. Wait up.
A tall, dark-haired man greets them at the door.
My bro, my yeah. Man.
What's up, Doug? How you doing?
What's up, buddy? Zeke, how's it going, buddy? Hey, sorry about the boxes. We're still moving in. So you guys were at the batting cages?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Man, you should have told me. I used to love that spot as a kid.
We're the same age.
Momo, thank you. You didn't say you were bringing your babysitter?
Yeah, well, it is a full-time job, so.
You guys want something to drink?
No.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Don't you have homework or something?
Yeah, don't you? Because then Mom and Dad are going to be mad at me, and I don't want them to be mad.
Come on, stick around for one. Beer for the big guy, Coke for the little guy.
For sure.
Cheers, guys.
Mm. Enjoy your Coke.
Really nice place, guys.
Z gambles away. He sees a door ajar, then stares past it to the bed. The floral sheets tangled.
You like it?
Hmm?
It's actually one of my favorite artists working right now.
Oh, that, the painting, yes.
Yeah, all of his stuff sort of makes fun of the over-commercialization of the art market. It's fascinating stuff.
Yeah, bro, it's mad orange.
Yeah.
We've gotten super into collecting recently.
Yeah. Oh, have you? Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
And a guy at my firm said it'd be a really good investment, so kind of just been diving in head first. Oh, let me show you this other thing I bought.
Oh, no, that's all right, man.
No, come on. You're going to love it.
I'm all right.
Come on.
All right, fuck.
It's so good.
Okay.
Doug leads Zeke away.
It'll be a couple minutes.
Oh, okay. Why did you bring him?
What?
You should, like, be making friends your own age.
You sound just like Dad.
No, I'm being serious.
I went to a house party last week.
That's amazing. See, that's what you should be doing, not, like, driving around with Zeke all day.
I like hanging out with Zeke.
I'm sure you do. I like hanging out with Zeke, too, but it stops being fun really fast. Trust me.
Yo, that dude's a fucking tool.
I kinda like him.
Mo carries a box of stuff.
So I've been thinking about this whole drug thing.
Yeah?
And it was fun to do that one time, but I don't want to be the party supplier guy. You know what I mean? It just kind of like feels sketchy.
No, you're tripping. It's not the same thing. You're not a drug dealer.
But I mean, like...
You're not. You're just a guy that sells weed and booze to his friends. They'd find it anyway.
Yeah, but it's just... I feel like it's going to become this whole thing.
It won't.
At night, Zeke pulls into Mo's driveway. Mo's dad comes out the front door, a glass of red wine in hand. He approaches the car.
Hey guys, how's your night?
Hey, it was good. What are you doing?
Mom said you went to the batting cages. I would have driven you.
Yeah, no, sorry. We were just by. It wasn't like a thing. We just...
Go get ready for bed. Hey Zeke, you hang on a second.
Okay. What's up?
Hey, how's it going, bud?
Good. But I should get going. So.
Oh no. Look, Zeke, I actually like you.
Okay.
And you know that Eddie Haskell shit works wonders for Sherry.
I don't know who that is.
But not me. I work in advertising, so.
Zeke raises his eyebrows and nods.
Mo looks up to you. You know, he's never had an older brother, and he's always seen you that way.
Yeah, I totally get it. Well, I should be going, so.
Mo's dad spies cigarette butts and food wrappers on the floor.
Okay, look, Zeke, I'm not your dad. You know, but, just, you know, you and your friends forget that he is 16.
He hands Zeke some cash.
What's this?
That's for taking care of Mo.
Oh, no, I like hanging out with Mo, man. It's not a job. You don't gotta pay me.
That's why I'm giving you this. Because it is a job. You know, if he starts smoking dope or drinking, then... You're not doing your job.
Well, I think Mo's a really great kid.
I do too.
So can I have a raise?
Mo's dad stares with a blank expression.
Mr. Harris, can I have a raise?
He sighs, then marches off.
Mr. Harris,
16-year-old.
Bitch!
Zeke lights a joint and glances at the box of Kate's belongings he left in the back seat. A hand buttons up a shirt to the top and tightens a tie. Green pill bottles are thrown onto a series of liquor bottles lined up in a briefcase. At a party, two boys with briefcases pass each other. Everyone is dressed in business attire, and a sign above reads, CEOs and corporate hoes. Mo walks down the stairs in a suit. Stacy throws an arm around him, and he holds his briefcase up, grinning. A door swings open to reveal Stacy smoking with a group of older boys. Mo leaves the room, tucking money into his pocket. A girl surprises him.
Mo, hey. There you are.
You know my name?
Question.
What's up?
Is there any way you could score me some Molly? You obviously have some insane hookup.
No,
trust me. Have you ever had sex on Molly?
Well, all the time, yeah.
It would be very fucking cool of you.
She nods at him rapidly and widens her eyes. He gulps and nods back.
That's Tylenol AM. Let's see what we got here. Oh, these are Xannies. These will work.
I don't know what the fuck that is. This is Propecia. You'll find out what that is soon enough.
Zeke digs through a drawer and produces a small case.
Mm-hmm. Sick. Molly. All right, cool. You can't get anything less than
30 for your Molly.
Fuck yeah.
Here's your eighth. Here's your eighth.
Okay, so like, what is your like best weed?
My best weed? What? Who invited this guy? No, I'm kidding. I love you, sweetheart.
Is this gonna get me fucked up?
What the fuck do you think?
In golf attire, Mo throws a hand up.
Yo, what do you think about this jacket for my date with Sophie? You like it?
Yeah, man. I mean, we got money now. Go for it.
They shop at a clothing store.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I like it. Like, sort of looks like a ninja coat, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, excuse me, do you have a ninja coat in, like, a child size?
Child
Dude,
size
you should bring her over tonight to the crib, you know? See her with your boys, you and your element. I'll make you look really good.
You think?
Fuck yeah, you know that.
Yeah, maybe I will. That sounds like a good idea.
Cool.
Mo adjusts his collar.
As long as it doesn't turn into the Zeke show.
Zeke show?
Yeah, Zeke show.
What do you mean, Zeke show? What the fuck's
like
a Zeke show?
Do the thing you do, where you're like, man, look
Bro,
at
Bro, you wouldn't even be with this chick if it wasn't for me. Relax.
You think I should do something different with my hair?
Guess what I did the other day?
What?
I quit my job.
You quit?
Yeah. Isn't that awesome?
Okay. Yeah, why?
I figured, you know, things are going so well with, you know, me and you. I figured why work?
Sure, I guess.
Plus your dad even gave me like $50.
Why? Wait, really?
Yeah. What do you think? I like hanging out with you? This is a job, okay? And if you're out smoking dope and drinking, then I'm not doing my job.
At a restaurant.
So is this like your move with girls?
My move with girls? I don't have...
Yeah, take them to sushi?
No, this is my very first time doing this.
You've never been on a date?
No, I just... Like, I mean, like, this is the first time I brought a girl here.
Have you been on a date, though?
No.
She smirks and he eats a piece of sushi.
Have you?
No. I mean, not really. Not like an adult date like this.
So, you doing anything after this?
I mean, you asked me out on this date, I mean.
I was just thinking like we, you know, maybe we could go over to my friend's house.
What do you do at your friend's house?
Anything, really. It's like the chillest place on earth. You can go and like there's just like all these older dudes like smoking weed and like drinking and stuff, playing video games. Sick.
Doesn't sound sick.
Food is laid out at Zeke's.
Bro, so every time we order this, it's like a different meat.
Everything's gross, man. We live here.
I think this is cat. I believe that. Jesus, you gotta fix the fucking AC, man.
Why don't you take your fucking sweater off?
No, it's dope.
Hey guys, we interrupting something?
Hey!
Ah, new friend, hi.
Hey, be nice.
So this is your secret clubhouse?
Yeah, I hope he blindfolded you before he came here, because we can't let this location out.
That's fucking creepy.
I was kidding.
Hey, Momo, come here, doggy.
Yo, what's up?
Let me talk to you, man.
Thank you.
You know I'm the last one to judge you, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, well, as your boy, I gotta tell you, you're acting real silly right now, all right? That chick is like 16 years old.
Nick repeatedly points at him.
Shame on you.
Nick. I'm 16.
Exactly. What?
Why are we doing this, man? Hey, come on, man. It's for Mo.
Here, for maximum grip, Bill. Get that thumb.
Okay.
All right, you're set. Yeah. Cheers.
Dope, dude.
Thank you.
Do me.
The guys have 40s taped to their hands. Sophie holds two up to Nick, and he replaces them with cans of beer.
There you go.
Really?
Drink responsibly, okay?
If I can just get it over the fucking...
Zeke's other friend, Tony, tries to pee.
Shit. So, Mr. Rispoli gave us a pop quiz out of nowhere. And I was like, what the fuck? So, Tiffany, my friend, she's kind of a whore. She gave me, like, 3 Adderall. And I was
so insecure. You know, like,
right?
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
And I still got an 89, so, yeah. Wait, are you the DJ? Play Megan Trainor.
Nick sits, mouth agape.
No, come on.
Okay, yeah, let's dance.
Oh, wait, Mo, you're fine.
What? No, that's not mine, that's
you. Go for it.
Oh. Mo dances with Sophie. Holly glances around, then hunches into the arm of the couch and unlocks Zeke's phone. In a text conversation, she sees a photo of a purple-haired woman nearly baring her chest.
Hey, Halls, tonight's been real eye-opening for me, you know what I'm saying? You know, this motherfucker's 16 years old.
Been kicking it with this dude for a year. Fuck, man, I'm pushing 30. I don't even have a car.
Holly looks up at the noise.
Yo, you pissed yourself.
Nah, it's beer, B. That's beer.
Nah, it's cool, bro.
Me too.
Holly's eyes lower. Her gaze shifts to Mo.
Finish!
Oh, shit, she's done! Finish!
Come here.
Oh, man.
Zeke barely sees Holly storm out.
Yeah!
I mean, you don't have to wait for me. I mean, it's 2 minutes away.
No, it's cool. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Mo and Sophie stand outside.
It's cute, the way that you look at them.
Cute? Wait, who, them?
Yeah, you love them.
I don't love them. Zeke's like, he's my older brother, okay?
You guys are like Batman and Robin.
Well, sort of. It's more like Batman and Batman's fucked up older friend.
He bites his lips and glances away nervously before meeting Sophie's eyes. They lean into each other and kiss. He grabs her waist. A car pulls up, its lights pouring across the lawn. The pair pulls away from each other. She steps down the porch steps.
Well, that was weird, but fun.
Yeah.
I guess I'll see you at school?
Yeah. I'll see you at school.
Bye.
See ya.
Nick holds a tattoo gun to Zeke's shin.
Hey, how you spell Zeke again?
Oh, it don't matter, man.
Oh my god, guys, that was amazing!
You just fucked that girl?
What? No, dog, I was out there for like 3 minutes. No, but like, we kissed and stuff.
Oh, thank god.
What? Guys, it was sick. There was like lots of tongue and everything. She brushed up against my penis. It was like...
Tongue daddy.
Tongue daddy. Ah. Momo the tongue daddy!
Yo. Yo, I think it's time.
Zeke looks pointedly at the tattoo gun and then at Mo. Mo gulps. Gray clouds hover outside a modern cement building surrounded by a reflecting pool and scattered sculptures. Inside, Mo and Zeke walk through a contemporary art museum, the walls hung with abstract canvases in creams and whites.
That was one hell of a party. Waking baked in, I'm right in it.
They sit together in front of an installation of various sized diagonal pieces, each a different color and texture. They wander over to a large canvas. It's white, with brushes of blues and beige in the bottom right.
This is dope.
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sort of just looks like a bunch of scribbles and dicks on a blank canvas.
Yeah. When you get older, you realize that's kind of all life is. It's just a bunch of scribbles and dicks and violence all in a void.
But there's more to life than, like, scribbles and dicks.
No, there isn't.
Mo turns and froze his brow.
Hey, do you work here?
Yes.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to prove to your sister that I'm not a loser. How much for that?
Excuse me?
I would like to purchase this item.
You can't.
I think I can.
He produces some cash.
Sir, this is a museum. That's literally not how this works.
Well, how does
this work? Yeah, how does this work?
There are poster prints in the gift shop.
No pickles?
Yeah, it's mine.
In the car, Zeke hands Mo a bag of food. In the back seat is a framed print of the canvas.
You know, Holly's pissed at me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well... It sucks. Are you guys gonna break up?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, what, she mad because of all the...
No, she's not mad at that. No, she's just... Girls are fucking weird, bro. Like, they get mad at you for shit you don't even know what you did. They're like, I'm mad at you. And you're like, well, why? Everything's great.
What did you do that you didn't know you were doing that got her all mad?
Don't worry about it.
All right.
How's your girl?
I mean, good, I think, you know? I don't know if I can call her my girl yet, but...
Yeah, you should probably stop giving her attention now. I think it's time.
A man approaches the window.
Yeah, but we kissed.
Because of me. Kissed because of me.
I don't know if you'd say it was all of you.
It was all me.
I mean, I was the one that...
Trust me. What the fuck, Ricky? Wow!
See, money!
What up, Ricky?
It's so good to see you.
Yeah.
How long has it been?
Too fucking long.
Too fucking long is right. Ricky. I love it! Oh my god, dude, is this your son?
What? No, this is Mo. Mo, this is Ricky. Yeah.
Oh, sick.
What are you gents getting into?
Nothing, man. Just burgers. What are you doing?
That's not really important. Your timing, good as usual.
Holy.
You want to turn up a little bit? For old time's sake?
Yeah. Yeah, get in the back. Oh. Fuck yeah.
Yo, I've got a family dinner tonight.
Oh, relax. He's a legend.
Oh, Wagon is the same. Yo, chill Art in the back.
Dude. Yeah. The last time I saw you, so long. I'm trying. You were on your way to,
rehab.
Yeah, that's right.
And I almost went.
Yeah.
Dark
that's
times.
Right, dude. Yo. Yeah. Yo, are you still living with that sweet grandmother of yours?
No, man. She passed. Yeah, good lady.
Dude, fuck. I am sorry, man.
Oh, it's all good. I still live at her crib, though. So,
yo, roll up the windows, man.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Mo shakes his head at Zeke.
Oh, yeah, I can't. What? We can't, because, Mo, we can't. He doesn't...
Dude, when was the last time we were in the box together? Don't be a pussy about this. Roll up the windows.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Zeke mouths an apology to Mo.
Yeah, relax, little fella. It'll put hair on your chest. Yo, take that. And you know what I want to hear. It's just like old times. You know what I want
to
hear.
Zeke mimes for Mo to put his shirt over his mouth.
Yo! And he has it! This was the song, right?
Hell yeah.
Don't make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all don't make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here. I gotta bring it to you, cowards, and it's gonna be...
Zeke eyes Mo, and his grin falters. Mo stares out the window, then bangs the back of his head against the seat. At home, he slips in the front door. He tries to sneak past the living room.
Hey!
Little man!
Come on in! Look who's here!
His mom points to a smiley older couple seated nearby.
Oh, no.
Hi, Monroe! Hi, Momo!
Hi, Pop.
Look how big you're getting.
No, come on, sit down.
Okay.
His dad pats the couch, but instead, Mo drags a piano bench over. His parents, his sister, and Doug watch him with perplexed gazes. His grandparents smile politely.
Oh, Jesus. Charcuterie.
He grabs a piece of cheese and chomps it down.
Hey, Monroe, can I talk to you for a second?
In his room, Mo's dad grabs the hood off his head. Mo's eyes are nearly closed.
How high are you right now?
Not, like, at all.
Oh, you little asshole.
What are we gonna do?
Just go take a shower.
Can we tell your parents he just doesn't feel well?
We can't tell him he's too stoned, can we?
Guys, you're wrong.
About what?
Everything? All of it?
This is exactly what I was talking about. 10 seconds of stupid.
I really think there's been, like, a misunderstanding.
Sweetheart, just stop talking.
She throws a hand in his face.
Shower.
Mo stands listlessly in the shower, letting his face steadily be pelted with the water. Shirtless in his room, Mo pulls up his jeans.
Come downstairs. Do not say a word to your grandparents, and we'll talk about this after dinner.
Okay.
He turns to his dad. On his chest is a reddened new tattoo.
What the fuck?
It's a pen. It's a pen, I swear.
No, no, you just got out of the shower. No, put your hand down. Put it down. Put it down. Put it down. Now, put it... Tongue Daddy?
Oh, please, no.
You permanently inked Tongue Daddy to your skin.
Oh, my God.
What does that even mean?
It's fine. It's an inside joke.
So why did you put it on the outside of your fucking body?
Because I'm an idiot.
Oh, you are really on a roll tonight.
What are you guys yelling about? We could hear you downstairs.
Go ahead. Show her what you did, Tongue Daddy.
Please don't make me.
Enjoy not being buried with the rest of us.
He sheepishly lowers his hand, revealing the tattoo.
Grounded?
You have no idea. It's like a war zone over here. My dad won't even speak to me.
Tongue Daddy's not even that bad, dude. You'll be fine. I have Hillary Clinton on my leg, for real.
I'm such an idiot.
I feel you, man. I'm having a pretty crazy day myself. You won't believe this shit.
What?
I bought a foot massager, dude. It's sick. I got it at the mall.
It was used, but it's cool.
Dude, I'm in a lot of trouble. Can we focus, please?
Well, you're allowed to go to school?
My parents aren't grounding me from school, Zeke.
Well, that's good, I guess. You're still going to the party, right?
Are you listening to anything I'm saying, like, at all?
What? You have to go to the party, dude. Nick already got all those drugs.
No, I can't.
Sneak out the fucking window, dude. You're a foot tall. Use the doggy door.
No, I can't.
Dude, I quit my fucking job for you.
I didn't tell you to do that.
Mo sits up straight.
I need to talk to you.
He fidgets on his bed.
Sure. Yeah, okay.
Who's that?
Zeke?
On the other end of the line, Zeke gets wide-eyed.
Hang up.
Mo shuts his eyes.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. Is that Reuben?
Yeah.
You'll be all right, man.
Kids are supposed to make mistakes. That's what the whole point of being a kid is. It's the best. You get to fuck up, you know? I used to fuck up all the time.
Okay.
Mo sits in the bathroom.
Did you think you wouldn't get caught? Because there is nothing you could possibly do that I won't find out about.
I know. I'm sorry.
You're not allowed to see him anymore.
Who?
His dad gives him a look.
No, Dad, don't blame Zeke. This isn't his fault.
Of course it is.
No, you can't do this. He's my best friend.
He's 23 years old. He smokes pot all day, doesn't have a job.
He's starting a podcast.
No.
What?
No, he's not. And you know how I know that? Because he didn't. The world doesn't care about what you might do if you really put your mind to it. The world cares about what you actually did.
I'm not gonna stop seeing him.
His dad briefly lowers his head, then shakes it.
Fine, Mo. Do whatever you want. Follow Zeke off a bridge.
He unscrews a bottle of mouthwash.
Oh, yo.
What's up, Amy?
Yo,
come
hey.
In there?
Oh, shit, dude. I'm so sorry. I can't.
What? You have to.
No, I'm grounded tonight.
All right, so just sneak out.
I just told you that I can't.
I am begging you, Mo. Come on.
Yo, hold on. What? Is Josh talking to Mr. Clark? What the fuck is that about?
I don't know, man. That can be anything.
No, fuck this, dude.
Mo moves to the drinking fountain.
Being paranoid, man. I'm telling you.
Dude, the whole thing just feels sketchy, okay? The school's onto us. I have to sneak out tonight? Like, it just feels like I'm the only one taking risks.
We're all taking risks here, baby.
Don't call me baby.
Hey.
Oh,
he avoids Sophie by drinking from the fountain again. Spurned, she stomps off.
Okay, fuck. Listen, you need to chill the fuck out, all right? Just calm down, nobody knows anything.
Hey, keep your voice down.
Okay, all right, fine.
So we have a deal? Yeah, fine, but
the price is going up. I fucking love you so much. I love you. I love you.
Okay, it's fine, dude. It's fine.
Oh, yo, can you bring condoms?
What? For who?
Mo puts a jacket on over his gray sweatshirt. He fixes his hood and checks his phone. There are 3 unanswered texts from Sophie that read, "When's round 2? Mo?" And then a series of question marks. He sighs and closes the phone, then puts a duffel bag over his head and climbs onto the ledge outside his window. Crouches down on a protruding roof and tries to lower himself to the ground. Zeke munches cereal at home.
Seriously?
You don't even care.
Yo, you've just been yelling at me all day. Like, of course I care. Just like...
Okay, well, that's your problem, Zeke. This is you caring.
Well, this is a little dramatic, don't you think?
Holly carries a backpack and clothes.
Hey, come back.
She flips him off.
Come back!
He stays seated and sips the milk from his cereal bowl.
Hey!
Oh, Sophie, hey,
what
how are you?
What is wrong with you?
Nothing, no. What's
You're
up with you?
You're ghosting me now?
What? No, I'm not.
You haven't texted me back in like 4 days. I mean, you didn't seem like an asshole, but maybe that's your secret.
Okay, Sophie, let me explain.
Secret fucking asshole.
I'm not. Sophie, wait, hold on, please. Just wait up. Sophie, wait. Look, Zeke said that if I didn't give you any attention, you'd like me more. I was just following his advice. Can you hold on a minute, please?
You want some solid dating advice?
Yeah.
Ready? You're not cool. This just isn't a character you can pull off. Stop trying to.
Wait, what the? Sophie, wait. Hold on. I hated not talking to you.
His gaze shifts over to Paul's dad on the couch, looking at him sternly. He waves, then leaves out the front. Mo inspects his phone.
Hello? Yeah, hey, well, right now? Are you okay? You sound sort of... Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay, all right. Yeah, just send me your address, okay? Okay, bye.
Zeke sits on his couch watching TV. He flips through a magazine, crosses and uncrosses his legs, then goes to the kitchen. He trips against a chair, then opens the fridge and stares at the contents. He spits directly onto the floor and holds his joint in his lips before choosing a beer. He throws the cap onto the floor, then goes back to the couch. The fridge door stays open. A small karaoke screen shows a scene of lapping blue waves against a beach. Lyrics appear.
Finally I figured out, but it took a long, long time. But now there's a turnabout, maybe 'cause I'm trying. There's been time, so confused all my...
The bar is mostly empty as he squeaks out his song. Glancing down at his phone, Mo walks up to an imposing white house. Holly answers the door in a bathrobe.
Hey.
Hey.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Well, you should come quick.
My parents are asleep. Come on.
Hard to say what it is I see in you. Yes, you, my love, always be with you. Words can't say, something can do. And dap-a-dap-do, it's all for you.
He points to an impassive brunette woman seated nearby. Holly and Mo stumble into her pink bedroom.
This is your room?
Mm-hmm.
Has Zeke seen it?
Do you want to take off your jacket and get a drink? I'm going to change.
Oh, sure, yeah. I could have, like, one, but I got to wake up early tomorrow, so...
He grabs a bottle from her vanity.
Oh, wow, so just because Zeke and I broke up, you don't want to hang out with me anymore?
You and Zeke broke up?
Bottle in hand, he turns and gawks.
He was cheating on me.
He sees her bent over, dressing in the half-open bathroom.
That sucks. I'm sure he didn't mean to do that.
Dazed, he takes a swig from the bottle.
You know what's crazy? We've known each other for so long, and we've never really hung out one-on-one.
Yeah. Yeah, that is weird.
How are things with your girlfriend?
He bites his lip.
She kind of hates me right now.
She grabs the bottle away.
Zeke's advice really backfired.
Yeah, of course it did. He's a dick.
I mean, he's a nice guy once you guys know him.
A photo of her and Zeke rests on a clock by her bed.
But you know?
It reads love.
You're like way better than he ever was.
Well, I mean, it's not really a competition. You know, we both have our like strengths and...
She kisses him and pushes him backwards onto the bed.
So you want to do this?
Yeah.
You're so baby. You're so baby. Zeke snorts cocaine in the bathroom with a girl.
Hey-o. And yeah, I think that's what it's about at the end of the day, don't you think? You know, it's just about feeling good. You know, I feel good, then you feel good, then you feel good, then I feel good. Like a Dr. Seuss. Yo, what the?
Hey, my guy!
Hey, yo, this is my mom's room.
Stacy drives three seniors down a dark road.
Yo, I'm just most of my
guy, right?
Yeah. All right, yo, I'll hit it after you.
Yo, I love this song. Turn it up.
Wow.
Let me get some of that.
He holds his hand out, then turns to look in the back.
Amazing, bro.
Yo, all right, please get the fuck out of here. Watch out, watch out!
He swerves into a field of high grass to avoid an incoming car.
Yo, is everyone okay?
What the fuck, dude?
I don't know. I am so sorry. What? What? Why? Why? Hey, what? No, fuck. What? No! Hey! Michelle, please. I need you right now. We could do this thing. We could just push it out.
Sorry.
What? No, fuck. Why?
Alone in the car, he slumps back into the seat.
Fuck this.
There's a place. The next morning, Stacy bikes down the road. Go to cry their troubles away. He hops off at a patch of matted grass on the side of the pavement and throws his bike to the ground at the sight of the empty space. At the school.
You wanted to see me? Have a seat, Will.
An officer stands with the principal. Stacy takes his bag off before sitting in the chair in front of the desk.
How'd you get to school today, Will?
Bicycle.
Where's your car?
At home?
No, it's not. I have it. Two officers found it abandoned in a ditch this morning.
What the hell? What?
Shut up.
Okay.
There were beer cans and traces of weed all over the floor mats.
Listen, that's my mom's car, so I'm just as concerned as you are.
I just want to know where you kids are getting this stuff.
What do you mean by stuff?
Look, I can't prove that you were driving the car, but I can call your parents to come down and pick it up.
Stacy is visibly unnerved.
Or you can help me out. Where are you getting the drugs?
At a baseball game, Mo's parents sit in the bleachers.
Mo! Mo!
Here you go, Mo! My boy!
Zeke and Tony cheer from seats nearby, and Mo's dad frowns. Mo steps up to bat. He swings.
That's okay. It was a good swing. Wait for your pitch.
Zeke gestures for him to get lower, and Mo crouches. Zeke gives him a thumbs up.
What's he doing?
He doesn't swing.
Oh, come on. He's too short. I got nowhere to put the ball.
I'll show you where to put the ball.
Yo, this pitch is old as shit. This dude's like 30.
Oh! Just like that, Mo, every time!
Mo grins at Zeke. The pitcher looks around and winds up.
Oh!
Why isn't he swinging?
Mo's dad shrugs and shakes his head.
All four!
His dad tilts his head and nods.
That's okay, Mo!
Mo walks to first base. After the game, at Zeke's car.
He sucked so bad that the last game, as a goof, he just decided to bat from the left side. Motherfucker went 4-for-4.
No way.
Hefty the whole time.
No, that's crazy.
They carry grocery bags from Zeke's car into Tony's trunk.
You know, Holly and I broke up.
Tony and Mo exchange looks.
Oh.
Oh.
Sitting by his bed, Mo stares deeply at an Instagram post of Sophie hanging out with a girlfriend. He puts his phone away and stands up. Zeke stands grinning in a doorway.
Hello.
You really fucked up with Mo.
Tongue Daddy? Mm-hmm. Nah, he's a big boy now.
No, he isn't. You know that.
You know, I recently acquired some art myself. Mm-hmm. Speaking of, where is, what's his face?
You know his name.
All right, where's Doug?
He's in New York.
Well, that sucks. He went to New York without you?
I had to work.
You know, if you were my girl, you wouldn't have to work a day in your life.
God.
What?
It's just so sad.
Why is that funny?
Just how adorable you think you are. You know, you're not doing Mo any favors, getting him high, giving him tattoos, like... What the fuck are you thinking, Zeke? He's a kid.
He asked to do it.
I don't even want to think about the other shit I probably don't know about.
That'd be best.
Look, it's obvious he hangs out with you so that he can feel cool, but one day he's going to wake up and realize that you're just hanging out with him because you need to feel cool too. And then he won't because he's the last person on earth who thinks that you are.
He inches toward her. She shoves him away.
Dude, what are you doing?
What?
That was what you took from what I just said?
I love you a lot.
I don't love you anymore. Like, at all, Zeke. And the only reason why I let you come over tonight was to tell you to stop fucking up my brother's life.
He glances around, avoiding her gaze, then walks off.
Just...
Mo walks through a backyard where teens stand around and talk by a lit pool. The porch is decorated with police caution tape and a banner that reads, "Cops and Robbers." He goes inside the house through the back. Someone puts a police badge around his neck.
Hey, Lisa!
Lisa, have you seen Sophie tonight?
No.
No, you don't know her? No, you haven't seen her.
Hey, what's up? This is crazy. Your Paul's parents are out of town. Word spread. You did this. You bring me anything?
Stacy spies Mo from afar and takes out his phone to make a call. Zeke drives and smokes a cigarette, the neon lights of passing stores and lampposts illuminating his face. A police cruiser flies past him and he does a double take before following it. A clear bag with orange and green pill bottles, joints, and a small bag of coke is thrown onto the table.
Kids here?
I'm gonna need some more money from you two.
Two senior boys in cop outfits gawk at the drug stash. Mo wanders past partygoers until he spots Sophie sitting on a couch talking to others.
Hey, Sophie, there you are.
You were looking for me?
Yeah, I was.
Well, I'm here.
She turns her attention back to the others. He furrows his brow, and a group of guys on a couch stare at him.
Hey, so can we talk, maybe?
Okay, sure.
Look, I wanted to say I'm sorry for the other night.
What? What are you? What?
I'm starting to realize that Zeke doesn't always know what he's talking about. Can we go upstairs?
Sure. Okay.
Oh, my man.
Dude, your face.
What?
Your face.
The senior boy wipes powder from his nose. Elsewhere, Zeke pulls up to a police car, its red and blue lights flickering. He lowers his window and leans out, and the officer approaches him.
Hey, sorry, the street's closed off.
What's going on?
Some house party. Got out of hand.
You had to bring the Avengers out? I mean, they're just kids, man. Weren't you a kid once?
Either way, sir, you need to keep moving.
Hey, man, you know, there's a lot of bad things going on in the world. So can't you let a couple kids just have a couple beers?
Slim Shady.
Yeah?
I smell the weed in the car, so if you don't get the fuck out of here...
Yes, sir. Good luck with those kids, man. Hey, man, good luck.
Sophie leads Mo into a room furnished with various animal fixtures and art.
What do you want?
Hey.
He takes the badge off.
Look, I just... Can we...
He's distracted by a framed tiger print.
Can we start over?
No, not really.
Well, no, I mean, obviously not completely start over. I mean, our first kiss was stressful enough as it was, but I mean, this time I just want to tell you how much I like you and not take Zeke's advice, because let's face it, Zeke's advice can only get me as far as Zeke. Do you know what I'm saying?
Can I go back downstairs?
Downstairs, a boy notices police officers coming in through the back.
Yo, who invited their dad?
The first officer marches to the center of the room. Two others follow behind.
Don't let anybody out.
Hey, let's put the drinks down. We're the police.
Yeah, we are.
The coked-up seniors hide the stash.
Where is Monroe Harris?
A partygoer nods towards the door, and the officers walk off. The guys bolt once he's gone. Zeke pulls his car over at a curb. He jumps out and sprints across the lawn. Red and blue lights glow near a white fence. Back in the animal room, Mo faces Sophie.
Look, I'm sorry, okay?
He leans in.
What are you doing?
What?
Why would I want to kiss you? What the hell is your problem?
Wait, but I apologize.
Yeah, so? You're a dick, and you're fucking sketchy. You're like a child drug dealer. You let everyone use you. You're the guy with the bag. That's weird.
Yeah, but we kissed.
Yeah, I liked you. I don't like you anymore.
Wait, are you joking? Because I can honestly never tell.
She shakes her head.
Monroe Harris, are you in there? Open the door, this is the police.
Yeah, Danny, fuck off, okay?
I don't think that's a kid.
Open the door. Open this door right now.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
You
fuck,
locked
shit,
the door?
Shit. Yeah, I kind of thought this was going to go better.
Zeke tears around a corner at full speed.
No, Sophie, please give me a minute, okay?
Mo opens the window.
Oh, what the fuck is going on?
Look, I do this all the time, okay? It's fine, I do this at home, it's fine.
What the fuck?
I'm not gonna ask again.
This isn't me, I swear.
Are you killing yourself?
He goes out onto the roof. Sophie lets the cops in.
Hey, are you okay?
Hey!
Mo stands on the roof's edge. Zeke stops at the edge of the backyard and watches, mouth open, as he jumps into the pool. Mo stays underwater, his coat floating up around him along with pill bottles, dollar bills, and baggies. A hand grabs him by the collar and yanks him out. In slow motion, Zeke pulls him from the pool and they flee out the back. The rest of the party runs away to the right. The duo pass through a black metal gate into the backyard. Mo stumbles, flailing to the ground. Zeke stops and pulls him up, glancing behind them. A police officer sees them and gives chase. Zeke throws Mo over his shoulder. Police lights strobe over the chaos. Various teams are arrested by officers while others escape. Stacy turns from the mayhem and walks away. The heavyset officer chasing Zeke huffs with exertion while a damp-haired Mo watches from atop Zeke's shoulders. In flashbacks, a 9-year-old Mo gets into Zeke's car. Teenage Mo hangs with Zeke at the bar, Zeke's arm around his shoulders. The two of them dance in Zeke's living room. In the present, Zeke drives and glances over at Mo, who looks out the open window with a languid stare. Mo wears Zeke's clothes and dries his hair with a green towel slung around his neck.
I'm so fucking screwed, man. I mean, think about it. They know my name. They know where I live. They can find me. And I can't stay here forever.
Ah, dude, relax. You're fine.
Yo, shut the fuck up, dude. That's easy for you to say. You've literally never cared how this is gonna end for me, and I have to fucking move now. I have to change my name. My fucking parents, dog.
Hey, don't beat yourself up over this. This is not a big deal. You're 16. Dude. You sure? Well.
I don't want to end up like you, man.
That's a bad thing?
Yeah, it's a fucking nightmare.
Oh. All right, yeah. You're not gonna end up like me. You're good, man.
Look at me, dude. I'm already like you. It's already happened. I sold drugs. Sophie won't even talk to me. My friends just use me for alcohol. My parents hate me. I hooked up with Holly.
What? Like, oh. Wow. Fucking bitch. Like sex?
Mo nods.
Word. Sick. You lost your virginity, huh?
I know, dude. And I wanted to tell you really fucking badly, but it was to your girlfriend.
Yeah, I can imagine how that could be rough.
He looks down and scratches his head.
Come here, bro. Come over here. I love you, fucking idiot.
Zeke moves over on the couch. Mo bites his lip, gets up, and joins him. Zeke puts an arm around him and tousles his hair.
Stop crying. It's weird. You don't cry in this house. You do drugs in this house. You good, dude. You're not getting in trouble.
Yeah, what am I gonna do, dude?
Tell the fucking cops to just be like, hey, just blame it on me. Just be like, yeah, I sold you alcohol and drugs and all that. It's nonsense. Whatever. It's cool.
Really? Just like that?
Yeah. What are they going to do to me? Look at where I live. What's the worst that could happen? Are they going to take my DMX poster? I mean, fucking... You cool, man. Let's get out of here before I change my mind.
Zeke puts his foot up on the coffee table. Mo shakes his head and wipes his eyes.
No.
Huh?
No, I can't do it.
What do you mean, no?
Zeke lights a joint.
I think this is my fault. I got on it.
Nah, bro, we got this. Yo, one time me and Nick, we got a whole heap
You've
of
done
trouble.
Enough.
Mo slams the door and the print Zeke bot falls off the wall. In the daytime, Mo heads into his kitchen.
Hey, morning.
Hey,
Movie tonight?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Oh, okay.
Are you hungry?
Oh, good, thanks.
He grips the straps of his backpack.
Hey, you okay?
Mm-hmm.
In his classroom, Mo stares blankly ahead.
Monroe?
Stacy looks at Mo and gulps. Sophie turns in her seat to watch him, her eyes wide. The police officer and the principal walk him down the hall. His expression remains stoic. They walk to the front office. Mo's parents sit in the reception area and lean forward as Mo enters. The principal says something to them and they get up to follow, with the officer bringing up the rear. The receptionist watches them each pass by. In his house, Zeke licks the edge of a partially made joint and finishes rolling it. The door is slightly open. Mo's dad pushes it and comes in.
Yo, what up?
He goes to say something, then stops and stares at Zeke, his eyebrows drawn and his hands fidgeting into fists.
Stay away from my son.
Huh? I'm not gonna stay away from Mo. You're not my dad. You can't tell me what to do.
He feints at Zeke, who flinches. He storms Zeke.
What the fuck? What's up?
He knocks him to the ground with a punch.
What the fuck? Ow! What's your problem, bro?
I have no idea what it is about you that he finds so special. I really don't. And I think about it all the time. I mean, what, because you let him smoke and drink? I mean, was I supposed to do that? I'm his father. For the record, I don't blame you. I can't. But Mo is nothing like you. And he should have known better. So do me a favor and just, you know, leave my son and my daughter and my whole family the fuck alone.
Dad.
I told you to stay in the car!
He turns and points sharply at Mo standing in the doorway. From the floor, Zeke peers at Mo, whose eyes are downcast. Mo's dad storms out. Mo and Zeke stare at one another.
I got expelled.
Mo turns and leaves. Zeke sits crouched against the doorframe, looking at the floor and fidgeting with his fingers. Mo gets in the passenger seat next to his dad. His dad shifts nervously and his eyes dart around.
Don't tell your mom about that, okay?
Unresponsive, Mo looks away from him. The car pulls out of Zeke's driveway and heads down the road. Words appear. 3 months later, Mo wears a neon orange vest and spears trash in the park. Now he sits in a doctor's office with pink walls, rubbing his mouth and glancing around.
Monroe?
He places a pee-filled cup onto the edge of the urinal next to a blue cap. He raps the reception desk on his way out.
I don't know.
See you Thursday.
Mo pulls up to a fast food drive-thru.
Hi, can I get a number 9 with no pickles, please?
That'll be 821, second window.
Okay, thank you.
Working the drive-thru, Zeke hands him his order.
Oh, shit, Momo!
Zeke?
I don't know what I'm gonna do, Benz.
They sit in the restaurant.
You're my best friend. I lost my best friend, man. I don't know. Fuck! What a fucking good dog.
He presses a fist to his mouth.
Huh? What do you think?
Yeah, that was all right.
Well, that was great. That was like the Oscar stuff, you know, like Chalamet or something.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Zeke's name tag reads Isaac.
Yeah, so how long have you been working here?
Like 2 weeks, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Mm. Good for you, man.
Thank you.
I see you're going by your full name.
Ah, yeah, got me.
corporate here, you know? It's a big company. Just want to look good. It's professional, you know? I told you, everything always works out. It always works out. Look at us.
I mean, sort of. Mm. You know, I mean, I did have to switch schools. And my mom cried for a month straight, and I can only drive the car to go to community service or to pee in a cup.
Right, but,
yeah.
We have a memory. We have a memory that we get to share together. Not a lot of people get that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm.
C glances around the restaurant.
Yo, did I tell you? I wrote a script. Like a movie. Like yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Did you actually?
Yeah, yeah. It's like a horror action comedy type thing. And there's actually a character in it based off you. I think you'd like it.
Yeah, can I read it sometime?
I haven't written it, actually, yet. It's in my head right now. It's in that process. But yeah. I will write it down. I heard that is the easiest part.
So, okay.
Yeah, we'll cross that bridge when it comes.
Cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what are you doing later? I haven't seen you in like forever. You want to hang out or something?
No, I sort of have to hang out with my parents tonight, you know. But, yo, you want to come?
Ha! No thanks. Yeah, I get it. Okay, if not, maybe tomorrow? I'm off tomorrow, actually. Tomorrow's better. Tomorrow?
Sure, maybe, yeah.
Cool.
I'll let you know.
Oh, okay.
Mo stands and places his tray on top of a trash can with the trash still on it.
All right, I guess somebody who works here will fix that. See you tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll see you around, man.
All right, I'll walk you out. Come on.
Mo gets in the driver's seat and buckles his seatbelt. He checks his phone, then drives away. Zeke watches as he leaves. After a moment, he lights a cigarette and sits on the curb. Mo looks straight ahead as Zeke shrinks in the distance. To black. Cast: Monroe, Griffin Gluck, Principal Clark, Larry Myers, Officer Peters, Michael Devine, Teacher, John Villanueva, Zeke, Pete Davidson, Kate, Emily Arlook, Younger Monroe, Aiden Arthur, Drive-Thru Lady, Susan Atwood, Ruben, Moe's Dad, John Cryer, Sherry, Julia Murney, Bouncer at Bar, Joe Woolley, Nick, Colson Baker, Tony, Andre Highland, Girl at Bar, Claire Lopez, Holly, Sydney Sweeney, Stacy, Thomas Barbuska, Sophie, Una Lawrence. Credits continue. Copyright 2019, Big Time Adolescence, LLC. All rights reserved. Big Time Adolescence, LLC is the author of this motion picture for the purposes of U.S. copyright law and the Berne Convention, as well as other international laws giving them effect thereto. The characters and events portrayed in this motion picture are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons, living or dead, or to actual events is purely coincidental. Ownership of this motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States of America and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication or exhibition of this motion picture or any part thereof, including soundtrack, could result in criminal prosecution as well as civil liability. Audio description by Point360 and voice by Roy Samuelson. Letters come together outside in the moonlight. Hulu Originals.